Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. Here's your SportsCenter update. Jets safety Jamal Adams has informed the team he wants to be traded. Adams would welcome a trade to one of seven teams.
It's your best player.
He's under contract. The Ravens, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers, and Seahawks. I hate them. I mean, sign the guy already, jeez. Free agent wide receiver, a tradition unlike any other. Josh Gordon has applied for reinstatement to the NFL. And finally, Christian Nielsen and Eric Tabak? I'm asking. They filmed a horror movie over Zoom and released it in a movie theater that they rented out. They bought a ticket for each seat in the theater. The money went back in their pockets thanks to a film distribution loophole. The movie also made their movie the number one box office movie in America, according to Box Office Mojo. And that is tremendous. I said the movie. I know I meant the move. I'm sorry about that, Mike.
I mean, that's brilliant. History can take away that this movie shot on Zoom was once the number one movie in America.
It's great. It's awesome. Barbasol Shaving Cream is available in five fantastic flavors to customize your close shave. Whether it's the classic original or sensitive skin, there's one for every face. Find your favorite Barbasol today. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So one of the things that may have escaped your attention last hour is that we were in agreement, Mike Stugatz and I, that Juneteenth, is not political. We agreed on that, that for us, not political. But it probably is worth noting that in celebrating the end of slavery, there was a political war actually waged. So there was politics soaked in race, as many of you can argue has been throughout time. I just feel like black people look at both parties and say, which one's going to do less evil to me? Like they don't, I don't think of these conversations as being political, even though you can't get away from the political stuff. But Dominique Foxworth is with us now. And so when I tell you, Dominique, and thank you for joining us, that not a half hour ago on this show, Freddie Coleman was wishing everybody, explaining to them what Juneteenth was and wishing everybody a happy Juneteenth. Dominique Foxworth hears that and thinks what?
Mission accomplished. This is what we've been fighting for all this time, is to get Freddie Coleman to explain to white people what Juneteenth is and to celebrate. So everyone go back in your homes. No more protesting. No more unrest. You can have Aunt Jemima back. You can have Uncle Ben back. Because now all is right in the world, because we can hang our mission accomplished banner, because now Freddie Coleman taught y'all what Juneteenth is.
All right. So it's over. Racism is won in 2020.
Wonderful.
Mike, do you have a sound to commemorate that so that we can all celebrate together that racism is now over, as proclaimed by Dominique Foxworth? Yeah. Very exciting. The last 17 days or so, the last 3 weeks, as you've been on television, very strong, very eloquent, born for this moment, to talk about this moment, where have you found that you're pushing the boundaries? Where have you found that you are testing the limits of what can be said about this? Because this is a good time to have that platform.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to commend you for going with eloquent instead of articulate. Because you go articulate, I'm offended.
I've learned over the years. That's what I've learned. Now that we've solved racism, I was way ahead of the curve on that. I used to say articulate, then was corrected, and went eloquent.
And it's also in the tone of voice, too. You have a nice, plain tone of voice that does not imply surprise. Because that's also, it's not the word articulate as much as it's like, oh, he's articulate. Like you're surprised, like you're shocked.
Stating his fact.
Right? How eloquent is that young brown fella? Like, it, you said it in the right way, the proper tone of voice, and used the proper word. I'm so proud of you, Dan. You're so advanced and woke. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really thought much about boundaries that we had here. As you pointed out several times, I've not really cared too much about the boundaries, but I mean, it's in my mind, but I haven't felt last few weeks like boundaries around race have been lifted. And I don't know, I didn't think about it the first day I went on. It's just, we were all so fired up and angry, and you gave me a microphone and asked me a question that was not you necessarily, but by you, I mean the network, I guess, about race and about something that I was passionate about at a moment that I was very, like, charged up about it. And I gave my honest opinion, and the only people who were mad about it was, like, I don't know, like Twitter trolls. And I'm like, oh, because I was actually, like, not worried but kind of concerned after the first couple of days, like, man, I'm about to lose my job over this stuff, because we saw what has happened to people in the past, and the response has been different. I'm sure a year from now, when this is all cooled down, I was going to remember all the crazy things I said, and my job may be in jeopardy at that point, but whatever. Up until that point, I'm going to keep doing and saying the things that I want to do and say, and it's been interesting. I'm walking around my neighborhood right now in Juneteenth, and there's no white people out. I don't know if what's going on, if they're, like, nervous, but I was expecting to see some, and I didn't know how the interaction was going to go, but there's nobody out, and it's odd.
How much has it changed here over the last two or three weeks, where white people are less scared of you, who have always worked with you, in terms of offending? The first couple of days were sort of magical. Has that dissipated at all? Do you sense more white comfort?
No. You can throw a key word out there or something, or say any. You say the word systemic, and they get all clenched and upset and worried and uncomfortable again. So it's still there. It just requires a little bit of, like, prodding, whereas the past, it was just a general kind of aura of discomfort. Now it's like things are normal, then I say systemic, and then clench all up, and then they're all apologetic again, and it's pretty nice and fun.
What are we to do with this story today that Alfred Williams, the former Colorado defensive player, that he is saying that Mike Gundy is a quarterback? When he was playing, used the N-word, and that he's got 20 people to vouch for it, and he's not trying to get him fired. He's just asking for an apology. What do you make of these statues going down with the Washington racial slurs and the Minnesota Twins now? The things that are happening in terms of shifting, those are two different questions. What should happen to Mike Gundy, and what do you make in general of just what's moving and shifting?
Yeah, I mean, I frankly don't care much about Mike Gundy. I think you guys had Bo on yesterday, or it might have been the day before, and he spoke very articulately, I can say it, don't worry, about how we're kind of looking at the wrong thing with Mike Gundy and not speaking to how he talks to his players, how he treats his players. I think that's more of a concern. Like, I'm not looking to get somebody fired over using the N-word when he was a college football player, I mean, decades ago. Like, that doesn't seem to be... And I mean, I don't care much to, like, yell or argue about how stupid he is or how racist people who use that term are. Like, I'd rather people talk about the way that he's treating his players now. And maybe this colors how he treats his players, or colors how we understand how he treats his players, then that matters. Like, if you want to fire him for that. Don't fire him for once using the N-word when he was young, because I imagine there's a lot of people who would lose their jobs if that was a... if that was a disqualifying thing, and maybe all those people should lose their jobs. But the point is, that's not what matters. Like, that's not impacting people's lives in the way that the things he's doing now are. And as for the statues and those things going down, like, I think that's all symbolic stuff, and it's good. It's important because the symbolism matters, and it reminds us of things, and it kind of speaks to what our country stands for. And I mean, I've always been against the Washington football team's name, and that's another thing that should change. But I think this is the same as the racism play action, where you get hung up on these other things, and it could feel like success because these statues and stuff are coming down, but the structures that exist within our system are still there. And I don't think things are going to change. It'll just be less reminders of what's going on with statues and names of things and and syrup bottles. Like, that just, to me, feels like it's not going to change much over the long run. Not that it's unimportant, but it's kind of like people tweeting out or companies tweeting out how much they support Black Lives Matter. Like, I like to hear it. I like to see it, but I'd rather see something more systemic.
Well, how about Roger Goodell when he, I mean, a complete about-face on his stance with Colin Kaepernick and, you know, having Colin in the league and endorsing Colin to be a quarterback in the NFL and telling teams to sign him. Are you having a hard time taking that seriously?
I mean, Roger, in the NFL in general, like, I expect more from them than most because they were actively on the other side. Like, right. Many of these people and companies can at least say, like, we were not actively pushing against the cause. Like, the NFL was actively pushing against Colin Kaepernick's right to kneel and bringing attention to this cause. So, like, I do think that a statement is nice. And I'm not someone who, like, I try not to, like, lionize any figure. So, like, Colin did several great things, but like it feels like it's not the end of anything if Colin gets a job, and that's another one of those things where it would be symbolically important, but I don't think that speaks to the change that's needed in the country necessarily. So I mean I support him getting a job. If he wants to play, he certainly should play, but again, it's not like a pat on the back because you stopped disenfranchising one individual after you disenfranchised him for 4 years. Like, to me, it seems somewhat irrelevant, but I'm sure we're going to celebrate it like it's a big deal if it does happen, because it will be a big deal.
Well, we don't have very much time left, but did you find it as interesting as I did that the president of the United States, that the NFL was fearing his Twitter tirades, that he avoided the word kneeling altogether the other day and encouraged the signing of Colin Kaepernick? That seemed like an about face as well.
I mean, I can't keep up with him. Like, who knows what he's saying or what he's doing or what he's talking about and what it means, what he's trying to communicate and to whom. Like, it just is, it's too all over the place, but it all seems to be erratic and aimed at drumming up a certain amount of hate in order to get a group of people to put him back for another 4 years. So, like, I don't know. I did think that we can all rest assured that our jobs as football analysts are safe, because his analysis of Colin Kaepernick being not up to snuff just doesn't jive with the numbers or the games that we're watching. I don't know how much football he watches, but I wouldn't hire him as my GM, that's for sure.
We got to go to commercial. Go ahead and play that. But Stugatz has one last question for you. We'll get to the sponsor in just a second.
I ain't got time to bleed.
All right, yes or no question here, Dominique. Peeing in the shower.
Oh, yeah, yes. I heard the debates yesterday, and I understand, like, everyone's afraid to go up against Bomani, and he probably won all the debates, but that doesn't mean that he was right. Like, what's the point of holding on to it or peeing before? You're just getting in, goes down the drain. I'm disgusting, just like the rest of you.
Thank you, Dominique. We appreciate your time.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Missing baseball? Tune in Sunday night for a MLB Classic, Game 1 of the 2010 NLDS between the Reds and the Phillies. presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Did you guys know that the Mets made a World Series 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Stugatz didn't seem to know it the other day when, or yesterday, when I was saying the Mets haven't been relevant in 20 years.
Well, no, I said the Matt Harvey game, game six or seven of the World Series. I said that game.
Well, no, I don't think there was a game six or game seven of that World Series.
It might have been the NLCS. No,
no, I think no. They blew through the NLCS, right? They lost to the Royals. I totally forgot that that happened.
Yes.
I thought that they've been pretty crappy, like, since Johan retired.
No, they got to the one World Series with Matt Harvey. And, you know, there were questions as to whether Harvey should have started that game. He shouldn't have, and he did anyway. And
what a turn for both franchises, really.
Yep.
Guillermo's got one, though.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Did you forget that the Mets were in the World Series 5 years ago? Yes or no? Mike, help me understand something here. I know that I am out of the popular demo.
This is always like one of the worst ways to start a sentence in my mind.
Okay. Is it? Why is that?
It's just always, okay. I'll try to help you understand something.
Why is this a bad way to start a sentence?
It just always gets me a little nervous.
This is going to be in your wheelhouse, I feel like, because I have not partaken over the years in, pardon my take, in a very popular sports podcast that a lot of people say that we look and feel like, and even though we, well, I shouldn't say we don't listen. I have not heard what they do over there, but I have noticed, that this Coach Doug's phenomenon is something that I don't understand. So when I ask you, help me understand, it's because do you even know what we're talking about here, Stugatz? I don't expect you. We're out of the demo on watching people play video games.
I have no idea. And by the way, it's time for Straight Talk. It's brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Excellent professional transition.
You
there.
Got it.
Last night was an absolute heartbreaker for Canes fans everywhere.
Well, can you explain this to the audience?
Yeah, it was a national championship game. Tennessee versus Miami, the most recent NCAA football game, the last one before they suspended the series, is still a game that's played heavily. And at the start of the pandemic, Big Cat, from part of my take, decided he was going to start a campaign with an offensive coordinator out of Toledo, Coach Duggerton. Coach Duggs, a heavy set man with a wonderful mustache and
hugely fat.
Yeah, enormous. And over the recent months, he's gone from job to job, becoming Hollywood Duggs, a stint in Tallahassee as an offensive coordinator. Then he became a head coach at Texas Tech, and his career led him to Tennessee. He fell short in the last title game he appeared in, losing to Virginia Tech, and he started his season 2-2. I mean, let's not get into the fact that I have zero respect for a two-loss national championship at this point in time, but national championship game, Tennessee versus Miami. Al Golden got him there. It's 2018. Several years have now happened in Coach Doug's, and it was a classic game. Classic game. Neither team could stop the other, and it just came down to horrible time management by Al Golden. I do not understand. You have three timeouts. What, are we saving them for next year?
You were not helpful in any way in explaining to the audience.
150,000 people were watching on Twitch.
No wonder help me understand it's such a hard question for you. If you're going to answer your own question,
I gave you the entire history of Coach Doug.
Why is it popular is what I was asking.
What do you mean, why is it popular?
Why are 100,000 people watching?
Because they're immensely popular, pardon my take. And if he plays video games, his younger fan base is going to follow. And they set some sort of Twitch record of having 150,000 people watching NCAA. And he finally reached the mountaintop. Now, Brett McMurphy has reported Coach Doug's is talking to other schools. He's coached his last game at Tennessee.
I am so confused.
That's what I was going to say. Mike kind of buried the lead there. I got to know if he's going to stay at Tennessee or not.
No,
now, the reports.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. That was a send off.
I mean, he's obviously a mercenary. You guys still have not explained to me why this thing is popular.
Well, they're the top podcast in the game. They have a younger audience than ours. And yeah, there are similarities between the two shows. A similar dynamic. They're just younger. And because they're younger, they can go to a platform you've never heard of, probably. Twitch.
I tried to get on Twitch, but you were DJing and you couldn't get the sound right.
Yeah, I couldn't get the sound right. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, if you can't get to Twitch, there's no way Dan's getting to Twitch.
I got there. No, I got there. I put my phone number in, everything. I fought the remote control for 15 minutes, but I got to Twitch, and what I found was Mike Ryan unable to get a speaker to work.
Yeah, it was plugged directly into the computer. It was complicated. Man, things are changing, and people like to watch people play video games now. I never really thought. I hated that as a little kid, being stuck in the room while my a friend is playing a video game. Get the hell out of the way. Let me take the control. But this is the new thing.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. Anna Rossini going to join us at a half hour, noon Eastern, on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Jet safety Jamal Adams has informed the team he wants to be traded. Adams would welcome a trade to one of seven teams making demands. The Ravens, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers, and Seahawks. Free agent wide receiver Josh Gordon applied for reinstatement to the NFL. And finally, an alcoholic killer monkey has left one man dead and 250 injured after going on a rampage when his booze supply dried up in India. The simian targeted women and girls in particular, with dozens of children left needing plastic surgery after he ripped open their faces with his fangs. The animal has since been caught and will now be kept in captivity for the rest of its life.
Jesus, that took a dark turn there. It was a fun story. It was a fun story about a drunk monkey, and then next thing you know, fangs and faces.
It was a fun story for about 1 second. I said an alcoholic killer monkey.
Yes, well, an alcoholic killer monkey is a good way to start a sentence. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Is an alcoholic killer monkey a good way to start a sentence?
For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right, so Billy is wondering something here, and I don't have off the top of my head a way to rebut the question he's asking as he leads me someplace when he asks, has Johnny Depp ever played a normal person? He was asking this question, and I started thinking about it. I don't have the Johnny Depp IMDb off the top of my head, but it makes a...
Can he be a normal person in an extraordinary circumstance?
Well, I don't know. These are Billy's rules. So, Billy, help me get this thing off the ground. I can't hear him. Can you guys hear him?
That happens sometimes with Zoom. Power down, power back up.
All right. We'll come back to Billy in a second. A reminder of the old days, those excruciating pandemic days where I couldn't trust a single microphone, and you, Wolverines and Jackals, buried me every day because your show wasn't exactly the same, because it was me 80% of the time strangling it because I didn't trust anyone's microphone.
You want to try him again? Maybe that'll work.
Billy, help me get this off the ground.
Okay.
So what is your expertise here, Mike?
He's not muted there.
Power down and power up is your solution?
I don't know. Someone else chime in.
Billy, feel free to slap the side of your computer.
It should be working. Everything's the same.
All right. Well, answer the question then. Help me with the content.
The nick of time.
If you can't get the technology.
The nick of time. Where he's like just a normal businessman who is a parent, and then Christopher Walken shows up and has like all sorts of challenges for him.
Right.
And he must get them done in the nick of time.
Thank you, Mike. Roy, what do you have here?
Does playing a soldier count? Because he was a soldier in platoon.
A soldier in platoon. I don't remember him. Put that on the poll at Le Batard
Show.
That
was a hell of a cast in platoon.
It really was.
But did he have an ancillary role there? Was he?
I don't even remember him.
I don't remember.
Was it Sheen?
I don't remember
him. How would Roy remember that?
He's got all sorts of weird information in his head that's generally useless.
We joke around and call him old-ass Roy, but he's got a knowledge beyond well beyond his years. There's no reason he should know that. He's just, like, amazing at trivia.
I mean, Depp is normal 21 Jump Street, right?
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
No, you can't be an adult going undercover back in high school?
Well, I mean, I figured it was that or Edward Scissorhands. I mean,
How about Donnie Brasco? Wasn't he a relatively normal guy
undercover,
who stood?
I think we already established going undercover is not normal.
All right. Well, you're just saying extraordinary circumstances.
Well, though. I was asking, and then went to Billy, and he's setting the rules, and I can't hear Billy. Are you there?
But he's a pirate. He's a pirate of the Caribbean. Like, that's what I did. He play Hook or Peter Pan or something as well?
No, that was Finding Neverland. He played the author of the Peter Pan book.
Billy, does your microphone now work so that we could get back to whatever it is that you've wanted to say here?
Test. Hello?
We got
hello?
You.
Test. 5, 4, 3, 2. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. We can hear you.
Well, Dan, I was watching this movie called Mordecai on the Hulu over the weekend, and he was an eccentric, like he seems to always be in all of these movies. Like, he was, you know, Edward Scissorhands. He was Willy Wonka. He was the tourist, but even the tourist, he had like this weird accent, and he was really this undercover guy. Do you remember The Tourist, Dan, Angelina Jolie?
I remember that one, but it's one of the few movies that you guys, Nick of Time, I don't remember. I don't know what the hell Mike Ryan's talking about.
Well, in The Tourist, Dan, he was like this, you know, mastermind criminal, and you're like, oh, he's just this normal tourist. No, he was this criminal that had all this work done to his face, and he looked totally different. He's never normal. What do you think he's like on his off days? Because he seems to always be something else.
Well, on his off days, he's certifiably crazy. He's got a Nick Cage streak, and he may, based on whatever reported details you're reading, have a drinking problem.
But doesn't he also have like this accent, and he makes you think like he's this worldly person that's from Broward County?
He grew up 5 blocks from me. Like, he is not a worldly person.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He grew up he and his brother grew up five blocks from me.
I have tracked down the description of Nick of Time. It was an action crime drama released in 1995. I bleep you not, this is the description. An unimpressive everyday man is forced into a situation where he is told to kill a politician to save his kidnapped daughter. Unimpressive everyday man.
I lived on Granada Boulevard. He lived on Fairway. His brother played my 8th grade prom. He was one of the cool kids.
Hollywood made up its mind about Johnny Depp, huh?
He's locked
into a franchise, a Fantastic Beasts franchise, but it's not really happening for him. Sort of Hollywood decided on him and James Franco, where they had those things. It wasn't like full Weinstein stuff, but he had an obviously very ugly divorce where abuse was alleged, and it's just Hollywood's decided, hey, we're not really going to put you in mainstream movies anymore, James Franco or Johnny Depp.
But he's got that cologne endorsement.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Hollywood. Have you guys read a reported detail about the nether regions of Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, it's Evan Fournier.
Deeply, deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, don't Google.
Deeply uncomfortable. Hold on a second. Mike's got a giant smile on his face.
Well, no, I don't. Damn. I can't do anything around you. No, it's because.
No, because.
Don't
hold
Google
on a second.
A
don't Google it, okay? But just.
That's why Evan Fournier's nickname is Don't Google.
I want to just say to you, did you know that gangrene was still a thing? That's what I want to ask you, the audience, at Lebatard Show, because I think of it like bubonic plague. I think of it like treating people with leeches. I do not think of gangrene as a modern day thing, but I certainly don't think of it as a modern day thing there.
I think of the Jets.
All I want to do is a zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Don't Google that either, because that's an even more diseased thing than what we're talking about. Stugatz's Jets should have Harvey Weinstein's gangrene region on their helmets. Just instead of
the logo,
instead of whatever the Jets logo is, just Photoshop.
It just says Jets.
The gangrene nether regions of Harvey Weinstein on the side of Sam Darnold's helmet.
Johnny Depp's divorce got really, really ugly. Yeah, all sorts of allegations. Awful. I saw Elon Musk actually had to like testify because he was pressed on how soon, because he started dating the ex-wife of Johnny Depp, and he was asked questions about having like a three-way love affair with all sorts of celebrities, and it's just like, how's Elon Musk really? I guess it's the reputation. Tony Stark, but like without the accomplishments.
He got a rocket off here recently.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Dan, it is time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. In honor of yesterday's discussion about Rutger Hauer, my top three movies starring Rutger Hauer. Number three, Blade Runner. Number two, an absolute classic that was left out of the conversation yesterday. I think this is early 80s. Sylvester Stallone, Nighthawks. Rutger Hauer is the same guy in every movie, by the way. It's amazing. But that was an absolute classic, Nighthawks. I suggest everyone go out and watch it. And then number one, my favorite movie with Rutger Hauer starring in it, Hobo with a Shotgun. I haven't seen it yet, but it's impossible for it to be bad, and I'm going to watch it over the weekend. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. 12 strangers wake up in the middle of nowhere for one very specific purpose, The Hunt, starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Levitard Show. Should the gangrene nether region of Harvey Weinstein be on the side of the Jets' helmet? I bring up this story from the Hollywood Reporter, James Gandolfini. He died 7 years ago. I can't believe how fast time is moving. That Ray Allen shot was 7 years ago. James Gandolfini died 7 years ago, but he once threatened to beat the bleep out of Harvey Weinstein. Now, Gandolfini was said to be a very laid-back hippie type of person who didn't like violence in real life, but he wouldn't do talk shows, Stu Gatz. Everybody was trying to get him to do talk shows. He did a 60 Minutes piece one time, but he wouldn't do talk shows because he says, I'm not that interesting. I'm not somebody who is interesting enough. So he never did talk shows, but Harvey Weinstein wanted him to go on Letterman to advertise a movie. And the quote here from one of the co-stars that he did this with on The Sopranos, he said Harvey Weinstein called. He wants me to do Letterman. And I said I don't do talk shows. Weinstein keeps calling. He got bleeping nasty with someone. And Jim said, I will beat the bleep out of Harvey Weinstein. If he calls me again, I will beat the bleep out of him for the money he paid me. I'm not doing that. And this was when Harvey Weinstein was, you know, the king of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I just can't come up with in fiction, Stu Gatz. I'm not even kidding you. If you told me that all of the Hollywood grotesque things would be symbolized by a single person with a gangrene nether region because he was so gluttonous and debaucherous about power and fame and Hollywood vanities. If you told me, what would that person look like? Could he possibly look as bulbous and disgusting and sweaty as Harvey Weinstein? And no matter how disgusting you thought he was while he was doing whatever it is that he was doing into plants and whatever godforsaken sexual deviant thing he was doing before he ended up a criminal who's going to spend the rest of his life in jail, you're adding to that symbolism, the idea that you have had so much sex against the will of women that your nether regions look like something that had been hit by acid?
I don't think that was a cause and effect.
I understand. Just the idea.
No correlation.
No, that's fine. There doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I don't think that's what caused that.
I'm saying that if I were to tell you, though, that that character existed in fiction, how would you make him more of the disgusting thing that Harvey Weinstein actually is.
Yeah, you would say they got it right. Yeah. That's what you would say.
It's if he walked into a room to audition for the part, they would say, you don't even have to pull down your pants. We know there's an issue down there. We could tell just by looking at your face. That's fairly amazing, right? I am here to refute today. You absolutely can judge a book by its cover.
Oh, wow.
I don't believe the cliche. Diana Rossini next.